And now on Brisbane Live, it's time to clash tackle the big issues in sport with the Courier Mail's chief sports writer, Robert Crash Craddock.
Crash, you got out of enemy territory all right? Are you still down there in Blues country?
No, I've arrived home, Ben. I can say that when I was on the plane, I stood up and the 12 people in the seat behind me were all asleep. And long may they sleep too. And they were very contented to sleep after a big night celebration for the Maroons. Surely, if not the best ever, it's in the grand final. I mean, we've given up. I'd written a match report, mate. I'd give it up. Because you've got to go early. We go on the bell, you know. And I was talking about how the teams had morphed into each other and Queensland were New South Wales and New South Wales were Queensland. And they did it. It was just magnificent.
Geez, that would have been a very quick rewrite for you to change it all around.
Ben, this is the pressure of newspapers. That one of my mates from the Courier Mail, when Jonathan Thurston kicked the goal, he turned to me and he said, "Oh, I've got 2 minutes and 52 seconds to write a new story because we have to file on the bell." And honestly, it just gets... journalists have been known to freeze with that pressure, and I have myself, but... look, you wouldn't trade it for anything, and you wouldn't trade the victory. And I've never seen a more disappointed captain than Boyd Cordner, who was devastated beyond belief.
Oh, Crash, I reckon right there and then that the look on his face at full time when he was speaking to Brad Fittler and then again in the sheds, I've just gone, we've won the series. Queensland have won this. They can't come back. Look at that. That is, his head's dropped. They're gone for Origin 3. New South Wales, no hope. But are they a hope if Jonathan Thurston won't be there?
Do you know what? It's funny, Ben, how the mood changes. And I felt that too, the vibe of Cordner. And the sweet satisfaction in the Queensland rooms is as deep as I've ever seen it. But the mood does change with Darius Boyd just in the last hour being ruled out of the last game of the series. I mean, he put together 28...
Oh, hang on, sorry, Crash. So that's come through. Darius Boyd, he's gone. So his thumb's broken.
After finger surgery. And, you know, which got through us all a little incident early in the match. You know, he'll be out of the last Origin game. So, and he's played 28 in a row. And do you know what Boyd brings? He mightn't win Man of the Match of the awards, but he's just so professional and important to the team. Really big decisions. You know, where do they go from here? Who do you recall? And, of course, Thurston. The doctor's report this afternoon was he won't play his 300th game in council on the weekend. Mm. He's still a chance for the last Origin, but it's really touch and go. So as much as we luxuriate, you know, it could be a revamped team and opposition teams. So the fairy tale for Jonathan Thurston might have been last night. That could have been his last Origin game ever. So tricky stuff, but, you know, we're still celebrating the win.
All right, Crash, we'll leave it there with that breaking news. Darius Boyd out for at least a month, so Origin 3 has gone for him.